Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Fighting for our lives, that is what we are doing. Think about that for just a second, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We fight for the unborn, and now we find ourselves fighting for our own lives against vaccine mandates. Now the left will tell you, oh, the vaccine's safe, it won't kill you, it's killing people. So if something kills you, and somebody's trying to force you to do it, then you're fighting for your life. And you should be asking yourself this question. Why are the pharmaceutical companies and the government completely free to kill you without you saying a word? 844-551-8255. You can't sue them. There's no recourse, no repercussions on their part for anything that happens to you when you take this vaccine. It's being mandated. They won't give you the data the same way they obscured all the data of people who get it, who survive it, etc. There is nothing, I repeat again for the thousandth time, maybe more. Is anybody keeping count? You guys got the tally? I'll get my producer to get you the tally. But here's what I'll tell you. It's been at least 1,000 times I've told you that every single statistic, every bit of science, every data point, you name it, is against you doing anything with this vaccine. You'd be better off fighting this disease the good old-fashioned way, getting it and surviving it. Now, if you're over 80 years old, it might kill you. But so might pneumonia. So might heart disease, so might all the other things that you've done in the 80-plus years that you've lived on this earth. I lost a good friend to a blood disease. He couldn't cleanse his blood. It started out, you have to get transfusions every month and every 2 weeks and every week. And eventually it got down to where if he wasn't getting a blood transfusion all the time, his blood became toxic. That is just the perils of life, folks. It's called life and death. But it's clever how the left forces us without forcing us. They take away your liberty. They say, you're going to have to wear a mask, and you're going to have to socially distance, and you're going to have to not go places, and you're going to have a vaccine car to travel and all this other stuff. So they take away your liberty. And then when that doesn't work, when you say, it's no problem, I'll use DoorDash. You know, I'll just watch my concerts via live stream. I'll watch movies via live stream. I don't need you. By the way, you remember years ago when this guy, when the internet first came out and he stayed in his house for a year at the very beginning of the internet. He had stuff delivered. He ordered online. If there's any time that you don't need to get out and about, it's right now. You want to be a hermit? You could be the best hermit ever. You can Zoom with your grandkids. You can take virtual trips. I mean, the world is your oyster. You don't have to move. Now, that doesn't make life that interesting. But if you want to take a virtual trip to France, get with some friends and say, hey, look, I can't come there, but when you guys go to the Champs-Élysées and show me what it's like, and they can take their camera and Zoom over you, I don't need you, government. Take away my liberty. I got it now in my smartphone. Thank you, engineers. I ain't thanking Apple, but there's a lot of people to thank with the technology that's available today to do this stuff. You don't have to miss your friends and family. Oh, they're having a bar mitzvah? Boom, put your phone up. Bang, you're there. Saying hello to everybody. Here's grandma. You know, here's grandpa. So when the government found out that, well, that didn't work as well as we thought. Here these people are using Uber Eats and DoorDash and ordering online, and Amazon's bringing stuff quicker than you can go out and buy it yourself. The government goes, these people aren't even hurting, man. Okay, let's stop their ability to make a living. And so many of you said, no problem there. We'll telecommute. I don't even have to see people. The government is still trying to figure, how do we get them? But they want you to believe this shot is voluntary. You're voluntarily doing it. Well, look, it's just a factor of your employment. What do you want us to do? You don't know what I want you to do? I want you to stop trying to implement this new world order and put a product in me that could kill me, that lets you track me and decide when you want to kill me. Because that's all it's about. I talked about it yesterday. The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find the show and everything else that we do. And I hope you go there because we are sane. We give you a good dose of reality in a way that I hope you remember and that you'll go and tell other people. I don't know if you guys remember Harry Reid said, well, you know, our tax system is voluntary. And the reporter went, what do you mean it's voluntary? He goes, well, you know, people pay their taxes. I mean, it's voluntary. And they go, no. The government takes that money out of your check every month. Yeah, but that's totally, it's voluntary. What he's saying is, when you go to work and you sign that little form, I think it's called a W-2 or W-4 or W-9, right? One of those W's. You sign that. Do you realize you now say that the government has the right to take my money out of my check and I have to now ask for it back? That is what that document says. If you read the fine print, that's what it tells you. These people are slick, man. They don't want you in control of their livelihoods. Are you kidding? You get to tell me how much money you're going to send me? No, I'll take it out and then you beg for it back. That's what it is. That's the voluntary tax system that we're talking about. I could think of a lot of other things that you wouldn't want to volunteer that way. So anyway, the Supreme Court's going to be ruling on multiple cases, abortion, gun control, religious rights, etc. And this is going to be big. This will test whether or not we are a conservative nation. You know, we feel like we made a big enough dent in the time of Donald Trump, or did we lose our sovereignty in this nation? You would think with a court that's stacked 6-3, and we didn't add anybody to it. It's a 6-3 court in terms of theoretical conservatives. You would think it would be a foregone conclusion in most of these decisions, but it isn't. Trust and believe. We're sitting there going, ooh, I don't know. It's 6-3. It could go either way. That's pretty sad. Wow. Roberts, you don't know what that guy's going to do. And I went to bat for Kavanaugh, and look at what it got me. Got me fired from Fox. He's not been a bastion of conservatism. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about today, and I want to talk about the Supreme Court stuff first, but we got a lot more. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Donald Trump, still out there doing his thing, man. And the dude is aging in reverse. He may very well be the devil. The dude, see, he's ageless. This is a dude who served as president, doesn't look a minute older, and now he's talking about another run. Don't be surprised if Trump runs again. I don't know what the if he's going to, I hope he decides he's going to really look into this voter fraud, because we can't win without looking into that. Anyway, we'll talk more about it. Right now, I want to talk about the Supreme Court and the cases that are out there. They talk about these hot button issues, and the court started adjudicating on them yesterday. They're going to hear arguments in Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization. Women's Health Organization, which challenged the Mississippi law that bans most abortions when the, quote, probable gestational age of the unborn is more than 15 weeks. Detractors claim a ruling in favor of the law could undermine or even overturn Roe v. Wade,
Carrie C. Severino, the president of the Judicial Crisis Network, told the New York Times there are going to be people losing their minds over this case, whichever direction it goes. So let me just say this. I want to explain to you how to argue a point. So right now we're talking about whether the gestational period, gestational age of the unborn human is more than 15 weeks. Now, you've heard people wage this argument before about, you know, when is it a baby viable? Is it, you know, the first week or first, you know, when is it the heartbeat? When does the brain form? You know, is it still a bunch of cells? And when does it turn into a zygote and an embryo? Yada, yada, yada. When does it get a heartbeat? Yada, yada. And some more yadas. Add as many yadas as you want. Oh, by the way, welcome back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. See, to me, this is such a specious argument. What they need to argue before the Supreme Court is a very simple principle. I'm going to argue abortion or debortion, whichever one you want. I'm going to argue it in a way that is irrefutable right now. When you're talking to anybody about abortion, which is nothing more than the killing of a human life, and I'm going to give you the definitive de facto argument right now. If you've listened to the program, you've probably heard me say it. If you read my books, you heard me say it. I'll say it again for the newbies because there are millions of them out there that join every day, which is why we are trying to get 20,000 downloads to my podcast every day, which should be nothing. Hint, hint. But anyway, here's the de facto argument of abortion. And I'm going to make – this is why Justice Thomas called me a sage, okay? There is nobody, living or dead, who escaped the moment of conception. Nobody. There's no aborted, whatever you want to call it. I call them babies, human beings, aborted human beings, because to call them a baby is not legit. They're not even babies. They're just a formation of cells. Nobody skipped it. There is no such thing as a first trimester, second trimester, third trimester, as it relates to the development of the human being and when does it become a human. The human being becomes a human the moment a sperm fertilizes an egg. That's how you became a human being. And that's how everybody who's dead became a human being. And, oh, by the way, that's how all the other human beings who are being made currently are formed. Now, this is why you get into cloning, because God goes, look, you want to clone somebody? We're going to take the act of you know, love and all the things biblical that I want in the formation of man, and you now want to just make a man for spare body parts? Okay, this time for this world to end. But until that happens successfully with a human being, every human being on this planet was formed when a sperm fertilized an egg. Why are we having this discussion? Oh, if it's more than 15 weeks, oh my gosh. What are you talking about? Go to the Supreme Court and say, hey, justices, I'd like to know which of you formed in the second trimester. When have you skipped? When have you skipped? Did any of you skip to the 15th week? Did any of you skip to the fifth week, the fourth week, the first week? Or did you form like every other human being, living or dead? Because if you can answer, no, I formed in the, well, no, I skipped all that other stuff and I went straight to, you know, getting a heartbeat. Okay. If you can prove that's the way you form, then I will tell you, you're from another planet. Because on this planet, there's one way you become a human being. When a sperm fertilizes an egg. And I hate to make it that simple for you, but it is that simple. So it's, why are we not arguing that? You want to know why? Because the legal beagles have obscured the argument to such, well, a woman cannot possibly know that. There is an argument to say to me, Kevin, a lot of women don't know they're pregnant until whenever. Okay. I'm not a woman. I can't argue that. So, you know, maybe you don't feel it. My grandmother told me she knew the moment she's like, my body changed, you know, when, you know, like the next day I knew, oh, shoot, I'm pregnant. Now, other women go, I had a cousin.
She didn't know. She claimed she's a big girl. She claimed she didn't know she was pregnant until the baby was almost ready to be born. I don't believe it. I think she was hiding the fact that she was young and having sex. But that's a whole other issue. But look, we can argue that. I didn't know. I didn't know for the first week. I didn't know for the first month. But I'll know this. There comes a point where you know. Now, we can argue that. Well, it's 15 weeks before the woman knows. Okay, that's debatable. But there is no debate on the fact that you're killing a human being. And we can even argue, and you could successfully argue to me, Kevin, I want to take a morning after pill because I found out, you know, that I was sexually assaulted. Somebody's put a roofie in. I'm pregnant. Oh, I mean, there are reasons why somebody could convince you that you need to back off a little bit on your pro-life stance. Dr. Kevorkian certainly convinced me when I watched a couple of those videos. I had to quit watching those videos. Those videos are scared the devil out of you because you don't know what your life is going to be at the end. It seems cool now. You're like, ooh, look at me. I'm driving my nice car, living my nice house and all that. What happens when your body quits and you shake uncontrollably or you itch or you're in chronic pain at a level 9 or 10 all the time? I mean, there are many scenarios. I don't know what they are. I'm healthy, relatively healthy now. You don't know if you're going to be begging people to kill you. As the saying goes, I've heard this in the movies, there are things worse than death. I bet there are. People don't make stuff up like that just because they're trying to make a good movie line. Anyway, so abortion is going to get heard by the Supreme Court. And they're right. People are going to lose their minds one way or the other. But as it stands right now, life is lost. Life is losing this battle. So if the Supreme Court decides to stick with it, you know what? No offense to the conservatives, but we didn't lose any ground. The world did, the way we think did, and we would probably look at the Supreme Court and go, seriously, guys? We'll be back. Got a lot to talk about.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Facebook whistleblower Frances Haugen is accusing her former company of harming children, stoking division, and weakening democracy. Haugen is a former lead product manager who claims Facebook put profits over public safety. Haugen adding the social media giant intentionally hides vital documents from the public and government regulators. Busy day on Capitol Hill as Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is speaking on the Senate floor. The Kentucky Republican senator saying taxes will go up for all Americans if a bipartisan infrastructure bill and budget reconciliation bill are passed.
The Democrats' massive tax hikes would not only hit the wealthy. It never works that way. There's no way to set up the kind of massive, never-ending new entitlements that Democrats want without coming hard, hard after the middle class.
USA Radio News. U.S. Capitol Police responded to a suspicious vehicle outside the Supreme Court on Tuesday. Deputy Police Chief Jason Bell provides more details on the incident.
This morning about 9:30 a.m., a man pulled his SUV up in front of the Supreme Court. It was illegally parked. Our officers had immediately responded. The man refused to talk, made a statement to the effect of time for talking is done.
The man was removed from the vehicle and placed under arrest. No weapons have been found inside the car. Target is offering an extra $2 an hour to employees who work peak days during the holiday season. The big box retailer saying the extra pay will go to workers and service center employees pulling weekend shifts from November 20th to December 19th. Target's starting wage is $15 an hour, but it's sweetening things for holiday workers as retailers struggle to fill jobs. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It makes sense for us to be in this kind of thing where you ride down the street and someone has a sign saying F so and so. I mean,
the most popular president ever got booed. And you guys know that these college football games are still F Joe Biden, pop, 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 F Joe Biden. And oh, Joey can't take it. We ride down the street, you see these signs that say F somebody. I love it. Joe Biden's like, I went from getting eight people at a rally to people yelling F you, Joe Biden. Wow, I thought I got 82 million votes. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Joe Biden booed, and he can't handle it. By the way, Donald Trump, to my knowledge, I'm talking about overwhelmingly, didn't get booed at anything. He would go to things and people were cheering the guy. We have video of it, so don't act like I don't know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking. Oh, don't you get out there. Don't you be there. Oh, we ain't going to argue here. We ain't arguing. Oh, I'm sorry. Talking to myself. Anyway, we're talking about the Supreme Court. They're going to rule on abortion. 6-3. You'd think it would be a foregone conclusion that the Supreme Court would say, hey, look, it's a child's life. We got to deal with it. But let me tell you why it isn't going to happen. I'm going to give you the rule. I want to level set with conservatives now. You're not going to win the battle of abortion. You're not. And let me tell you why you're not going to win it. Because the New World Order wants to limit the number of people on this earth. The elite want to be able to do that. They want to be the shot callers on whether you live or die. Remember I told you, the people, if you're going to run for public office in America, governor or president are what you want to run for. Why? Because you have control of life or death. You're the only two people that do. You have control of life or death. Governor is like Caesar, thumbs up or thumbs down. And if it, and so is the president. He can pardon. He can say, this person's out of jail. It's get out of jail free card. It's the closest to being God that you can be. But there are people that are bigger than they who say, no, we play God. We play God on a much bigger scale. Not just onesie twosies. Is it a stay of execution for this person, governor? Okay, sure, I'll play God with one life. There are people out there who say, you know what? I can kill, and if, don't trust me when I tell you, there's some Dr. Evils that meet in Davos or somewhere, and they go, how many people can you kill? I can kill more people than you could kill. How are you going to do it? I'm going to get the Chinese release a bioweapon, and we're going to get New World Order, and I'm going to get all these people to take a shot, and I can kill billions. And everybody goes, ooh. And they praise, you know, the person that does it says that. Yeah, I don't know who it is. But there are people out there, I'm telling you, having meetings about us, the pawns in the chess game. Don't even half the people in the world don't even know they're in the chess game. They don't know they're on the board. Anyway, so the Supreme Court's ruling on that, but there all these other cases. So the abortion, forget about it. I'm making a prediction right now. Nothing's going to happen in abortion. They want to export it. They use abortion. I talked about this yesterday. They use abortion as a tool in the toolkit to keep the world's population where it is. And they're already concerned. It's growing too fast. So forget about it. Next one is guns. And you think, oh, wow, good. And here's what's going to happen. They said they're going to decide in New York State, Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin regarding whether the state of New York can order citizens who want a concealed carry license to demonstrate a good reason for having one. The ruling would also affect concealed carry restrictions in California, Delaware, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Rhode Island. Anywhere they restrict your right to protect yourself, you better know that's a leftist city. That's a leftist run location. Stay away. All those places are, even Hawaii, of all places, is becoming an absolute hellhole. Homeless encampments. Leftists are the people who can take paradise and turn it into crap. California, paradise. They turn it into crap. If you took California, I mean, Hawaii's gorgeous. It's stunning. California from top to bottom, tough to beat. Water's a little cold, but so it is in Hawaii. Scenic beauty of California? Man, San Francisco was a jewel of a city. What is it now? It's full of leftists, coked up, cranked up, LGBT butt showing them. I mean, that place is a cesspool. It's crazy. Anyway, let's go back to this gun thing. So these municipalities, these states have said, oh, you got to give me a real good reason to have a gun. I have a real good reason to have a gun. I want to protect myself. Oh, there's this thing called the Second Amendment. Well, we just can't have guns out there willy-nilly. Okay, fine. Set up the rules. So, because it's funny. Chuck Schumer carries a gun. Dianne Feinstein, Feinstein carries a gun. And there are many of these lefties that are anti-gun, but they have gun permits. Good for thee, but not for, what is it? Good for me, but not for ye. Yep. So, that's going to be looked at. Don't even for 1 second think, oh my goodness, easy win, 6-3 court, they got a rule, you know, people should be able to protect themselves, yada yada yada. Nope, the court, don't be shocked at all if this doesn't go our way. Now you're going, Kevin, normally we listen to your program and we get all this good news. The good news is it is what it is. All these states have determined we're not going to let you carry. There are states that do. Look at all the states that aren't having to deal with this. We got California, Delaware, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Rhode Island, and New York. 8 states out of 50. So there are many places you can live that say, you know, live free and die hard or whatever. And you can carry your gun. Arizona, Texas, certainly Texas, right? Maybe Florida with DeSantis. But the real question should be, what's the long game? It's 8 now. What's it going to be in 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? I can tell you what it's going to be if you don't stop it now. But who's winning? It's 42-8. And we're trying to win it back. Will we win it back? I hope so. We should win it back. Let's go on and talk about religious, because there's a case going to come before the court, Carson versus Macon. Justices will decide if Maine can exclude religious schools from a state tuition program. See, here's another one of these gotcha moments, right? You got all, we put all this money into public schools, which flunk out roughly, you know, 20 to 30% of the kids, depending upon where you are. It's not teaching another 10%. I mean, they just get through the system. And you, whether you homeschool or private school, you're still paying the tax for the education, aka indoctrination system, to do what it does. And now when somebody says, how are you excluding religious schools from a state tuition program, as if the people who are religious and sending their kids to religious school aren't paying taxes. They're paying, to be blunt, they're paying the most taxes. You want to know why I know that? Because conservatives are the best dollars on the planet. The American conservative dollar is the number one ranked dollar. If you were to rank them, it's the number one. Because we gladly give. We don't look for shortcuts. If it's a good bargain, we do it. We don't rip you off. We don't wear stuff and take it back. I mean, that's what leftists do. We don't do any of that stuff. So why shouldn't you get some of your money back? We should be revolting at this school system. Every time a kid drops out, they should have to refund you a percentage of money. Let's say that the graduation rate of high school is 80%. Give us back 20% of our money. Call it a rebate. Here's your coupon for next year. If you can't educate all the kids, why are we paying you? We need more money. We need more money so we can make kids more indoctrinated and more stupid and so they can fail. And not only do they fail high school, then what about the ones that go to college and fail? 60% of black people don't finish. How about you? Black people get 60% of our money back. You want a rebate for when they fail out of college? I mean, look, college, education is supposed to be a forward-moving thing that ends with something. Don't misunderstand me. Think circumstances come up in college. You know, people have families or whatever. I don't know why you don't finish college, but let's put some responsibility on the college.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
America could be a much more troubling place without the organization White Girls Gone. Who else would stand up for black and Latino men? As white women exclaim,
"He didn't have a father!"
Or,
"He just wants a job so he can feed his family back in Guatemala."
The importance of my organization, White Girl Gone, cannot be overstated as we find missing white women so they can advocate for emptying the prisons of criminals and other such needed services. How can you help? Donate to help us find Courtney, Chelsea,
Phoebe, Buffy, Jane, Sean, Brittany, Jody, Kelly, Catherine, Nicole, Susie, Missy, Penelope.
Oh, I know there's a lot going on in the world, but there's nothing more important than finding out who killed Gabby. White girl gone. I hope you support this organization, and I hope you support the KevinJacksonNetwork.com so we can support organizations like this that we create. For example, the Not Gay Man Woman group that we formed, that is essentially the equivalent of the LGBTQ. We are the NGMWQ, and we're working on other initials. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Kevin Jackson, and we do have a lot of fun with these types of topics because, as we all know, Gabby Petito's missing, and this is the biggest existential threat to mankind is when white girls go missing. I know the Supreme Court is ruling on things like, what, abortion, which they're going to rule in favor of the pro-choice group. I'm telling you right now. I know the Supreme Court is ruling on the fact of, in some states, whether or not you can protect yourself with a handgun, something that you shouldn't even have to ask permission for. That, just think about this. What's the next item you're going to have to ask for permission for? A hammer? A hammer kills more people than assault weapons, but are you going to need permission to buy a hammer? Or a knife? What can they limit themselves to if they can take something away? What's the next thing that you could create? There are things worse than rifles and handguns and bullets. I don't know if you know this. Lasers are pretty powerful. What about when we have the battery technology where a laser can slice somebody in half from a distance? You get within 20 feet of somebody and slice off a finger or cut their throat. With a laser. You think handguns is going to be the big deal then? Have you heard about these sonic weapons that they used in Cuba and other places? A sonic weapon can make your insides get twisted. They had many diplomats that came back from Cuba and elsewhere. They came back and went, I was completely discombobulated. I felt like I had vertigo and all that. And they're still struggling from it. Go look this stuff up. You don't have to believe me. There are some weapons that make a gun look like... It's like, why you bring that little toy? Why'd you bring a gun to a laser fight? I mean, that's what people are going to say someday. Why'd you bring a gun to a phaser fight? You know, a phaser where they can sonically boil your insides. A microwave. Think of a microwave. I shoot a microwave at you. Debilitating. There's all kinds of stuff out there. We got to band up some handguns, these bullets and lead, and we need to know how many things go in the trigger mechanisms in the clip. I love when leftists start talking about clips and magazines and, you know, and bump stocks and, you know, I mean, just you name it. They don't know calibers. They don't know weapons. They know nothing. Most of them haven't fired a firearm, have no clue. They haven't been put in a situation where they've needed to have a firearm. I could go on, but they want to ban your guns. Oh, and I know it's important that they ban your guns, but let's not forget, white girls are missing. So we got religious programs on your school. Where do your school dollars go? Do you think the implication of the education system, which is an indoctrination and a miseducation system, do you think we should be debating with the Supreme Court why you have to pay as a homeschooler, or if you send your kids to private school, why you have to pay double taxes? Are we debating what happens in the school system when a bunch of them flunk out? Who's responsible? We got a hierarchy all the way up the food chain, from the teachers to the superintendent to the principal, to the superintendent, to the school board. Or is anybody accountable for what's going on in the school board? I don't think so. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Folks, go to that website. If you enjoy what you're hearing now, if you're like a lady I was on in a forum and she says, you have a great voice for radio. And I went, wow, how did she know? And she was like, I want to be quick to say, I don't know what he looks like. He might very, you know, because, you know, people go, oh, he has a face for radio. Well, in my case, I happen to be rather cute. But she actually said that. She says, Kevin, you have a great radio voice. I was like, really? Have I trained my radio voice? Because I don't feel like I have a radio voice. I just feel like I have a voice. But she complimented me. Anyway. So, yeah, we got all this stuff going on. We got abortion we're looking at. We have gun control we're looking at in 8 states. We've got religious and educational things and taxation that we're talking about. The Supreme Court is deciding this. And all the while we're doing this, we found out that this white girl has been killed. But, I mean, we got to get to the bottom of this. We don't need, you know what, let's not figure out where the Wu flu started. But we do need to find Laundrie, her boyfriend. We cannot allow people to go around killing white girls. Not willy-nilly. Mm-mm. Not up in here. Oh, they're also, the Supreme Court's going to be looking at challenges to Biden's vaccine, I use my finger quotes, mandate, because they cannot mandate you get a shot. They can force you into taking it. They can say, well, we're not going to let you work. We're not going to let you do so-and-so. And you're not going to get to travel and all this. And this is why our vax versus non-vax program is huge. See, even Black Lives Matter gets it. They're going, wait a minute. This is too reminiscent of the 1960s when brothers could not walk around freely. Exactly. And you don't want to know what else? This gun ban that they've got in all these cities, you know who that was for? That was for the brothers. That was for the new Black Panthers who said, you know what? You're not coming into our neighborhoods beating up black folks, police, for nothing. You are gonna, if you come here, better be legit. Because if you come here thinking you're just going to be thumping on some brothers, you got another thing coming. Oh, let's take the guns away from them colored folks. Oh, lordy, lordy. Oh, abortion? You want to know what that's for? Oh, want to take a guess? Colored folks. Well, we do have this thing called the Negro Project where we have to get a couple of pastors who will go and talk to the natives and tell them to calm down. Tell them to take this abortion pill. Tell them to sterilize themselves. Tell them to live like heathens, etc. So that they self-limit their population. Did it work? Yeah, we were over 20% of the population in the 1900s. Black folks! Now we're down to 13%. Who knows how low it can go? It can go low, 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 low. That's a song I can't do, but you know what I'm talking about. It can go low. So, vaccine mandate. You want to know what that's for? Black folks. Them colored people again. And they're mad because colored folks are revolting. Black people are getting it. Let me tell you, this is the only time the conservative movement has an opportunity to galvanize with black folks who have customarily voted for the Democrats across the board. You can let them know abortion rights are killing your people at a rate of more than 3 to 1 of any other ethnic group. Abortion. On average, black people are 41% per capita of the abortions in this country and 13% of the population. That should be a clue for you, black people. Wake up, baby. You better wake up. And do we need some hip-hop music right now so black folks who listen to this program? Maybe you'll tell them. Maybe you'll share. Maybe you'll learn a little bit here that you'll say, I didn't know that, Kevin. I'm going to go share that information and download the podcast. And let other people do it. So you got that. You got gun control. Black people, did you know that the reason why they implemented gun control was because they didn't want runaway slaves to be able to protect themselves? And then when you got a little bit of freedom, they wanted to take them away from you so you wouldn't protect yourselves from the oppression of the Democrats when you congregated in these cities. Yeah. Oh, and did you know that this situation that they currently have with these with the mandates, vaccine mandates, are so they can determine who lives and who dies? And where do you think you're going to fit? And finally, the Supreme Court's going to rule on DACA. You know, all those illegals that come to live where? Somebody remind me. Is it black neighborhoods?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.